Hi, good glorious moment. Whenever you are listening to this, welcome, welcome, welcome. Today I wanted to talk about the difference between motivation and inspiration. I know you guys already know this, but maybe have it remind you of something. Okay. I'm getting this for myself again and again. And a lot of the times when we are listening to podcasts or listening to things, majority of the time, what is refreshing and what is the thing that gives us that dopamine hit, other than educating ourselves and things like that, but it is the subtle reminders of truth that has us move. You feel? And what I mean by that is, you can feel and be motivated. Somebody can speak motivation and movement to into you, but it's not as sustainable or not as it's kind of like a surface level thing, and for you to tackle yourself or like submit yourself to. Yeah. So, but when we are inspired to be in spirit, meaning you are present to the magic that is in that phrase that you hear, in that moment that you feel beauty, in that whatever it is, when you are inspired, you thoroughly, thoroughly move your spirit, your soul, and your life. It is a huge, much bigger trajectory of elevation when you allow yourself to be inspired. Now, all it is to say, the biggest question is, how open are you? Right? To be inspired, you must have your heart open. To be motivated, it's like forcing yourself to do something that you don't want to do, but you're like waiting to be motivated. You are searching for like some type of hit, that dopamine hit that will get you elevated enough for you to take action, right? And that's like as fast as it comes, it goes so quickly. So, more power in inspiration. There's less power in force. And you can look at the world and see this, right? You can see that force never really rubs the right way. There's a huge resistance to it. And we are all so conditioned to think that that's the only way to live, and that discipline and like all of this like forceful framing that we have, this masculine forceful framing, it like is really tearing us apart. That's why a lot of us suffer from burnout. And honestly, like the pandemic happened for us to slow down so that we could see the reality of that force, right? Yeah, I'm a spiritual being and I believe in all is one, but there needed to be that separation for us to learn and grow, to be more efficient in our purpose here on this earth right now, as we are, right? To follow our calling and to be okay with the fact that we can just open our hearts more to be inspired. But if you are looking for achieving something or looking inside of very, very strictly structured world that doesn't fit in, especially if you are a woman, that doesn't fit in your energy, your inner wisdom's energies, then why the fuck are we doing it? And I think that is what this slowing down, right? This beautiful process of discovering ourselves newly and exploring different beliefs that have always been there, and only the ones who have already seen it can see it and really feel it, meaning the ones that are fully liberated and free. So I'm kind of going off tangent now. I hope you're still with me, but and So, reeling back to having our heart open, right? And it's something that I have recently have been really intending myself to work on is because, romantically, I've always had my heart shut, until I met somebody who can open it and really have me realize of how terrified I am of the vulnerability and of the receiving and of sitting in my own seat. But let me tell you, this whole process has gotten me to uplift myself and give myself more courage to be able to show up openly, therefore inspired. Yeah, like every, even like looking at the sky in my drive, looking at my daughter's eyes, there's a different lens there because my heart is open. When before I used to work 4 a.m. in the morning, do my daily doses of love, do my pull-ups in the morning, like very structured masculine lifestyle that led me to burnout and had me not see that I was in an abusive relationship. Like, dude. You know, but that's my personal story. But can you see how that's where motivation isn't serving us as much? Even if I am the one who's motivating people or people are motivating me, i.e., my clients motivate me to show up every day, I'd rather much be inspired. Yeah, and have my heart open and to say what there is to say. Rather than to force the resistance, and push past the resistance. And I get to work on this like on a regular basis with my clients. And this is when I see the power of femininity and the power of sitting in your own seat and your own wisdom to be able to like guide people through what they're going through. I've seen this time and time and again, especially with my clients, because I get to work with them so intimately. But here's my offer to you. My invitation to you is to keep your heart open and tell yourself to soften. Each time you see your shoulders raising up close to your ears, like soften, soften. Each time you get an inner disturbance of something that, is really like activating a trauma in you. Tell yourself through, through, through. Because that's what I've been doing. A bonus thing to add on to that is tell yourself, I am here for it, right? And noticing that you are not what happens to you, you are your response to it. And that's a huge thing that it could take years to acknowledge when you react rather than respond. It's all about your intentionality. Right. So if you have the intention to open your heart and to be more open to inspiration, to let inspiration move you rather than the discipline and to be motivated and to go against the resistance, then have at it, Just I'm just here to let you know that there is a difference and you get to choose. Like, you always have a choice. That is your free will. Okay. I hope you get something out of this. Again, give yourself grace to learn and to explore. And each time something doesn't go the way you have imagined it to, it is an adventure. That is your life. What if everything does go as planned and then you end up finding out that it wasn't as enjoyable or you didn't take the time to enjoy yourself? Because you knew exactly how things were gonna go. That's a little icky right now. To be honest with you, that's a little icky. It doesn't leave a good space. Remember, our life is here to have fun in each moment, even if you're going through something. 'Cause trust me, I've been through stuff. Everyone's been through stuff. You are going through stuff. And know that you have a choice. You have a choice to still be the brave one, to still have courage to open up your freaking heart and be moved and inspired to take action. Okay? I'm saying this as a trainer, not a normal one, not a normal coach. Normally, coaches and trainers like, I'm going to hold you accountable. You got to do what I say, blah, 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 right? But I'm completely opposite of that. I honor your inner wisdom. I give you the space so that you can be more aware with what's going on inside you and like to have you feel safe enough to deal with it, to validate all and everything that you're feeling, because you are worthy. You are worthy of that love, and I will hold you as long as you need for you to see that and really feel that. All right? You have infinite potential. All the desires that you have in your heart is fully for you. No one can mess that up. Not even you can mess that up. And you can also get in the way of yourself and not enjoy as much as you can. So knowing that you can enjoy it, let go of the ick. And notice any inner disturbance that comes up is for it to be released, not for you to hang on to. That's all I have for now. That completes my podcast, but I hope this serves you well and finds you well. And know that you are already whole and complete, and any thought that says otherwise is not yours to begin with.